I call the City of Tukwila Transportation and Infrastructure Services Committee meeting to order at 5:30 PM. Today we have Dennis, Councilmember Martinez and Hedrick with us, and I'm the council and I'm the chair of the this committee. First business agenda item is cured in place pipe main lining construction bid award. It's by Adib Adlalo. Hello, Adib.
Good evening. Hello. So for this contract, it's the trenchless pipe slip lining and installation, and we are looking to approve a construction bid award that Iron Horse was the apparent low bidder for this project. It is about 8,000 feet of varying sizes of sewer mains throughout the city, mostly in the CBD, but throughout the city as well. And we advertised it for about 3 weeks. We had three interested parties who submitted a bid, and it was about 2% over the engineer's estimate, which was about $1.3 million. We did look into the low turnout. We're typically used to at least four or five for these kind of projects, but this is a little bit of a different project, and I'm going to give a very brief background. For sewer lines, you typically put a resin inside of an existing pipe so you don't have to dig up the street. It's less inconvenience for everybody involved, and that pipe that you put in, a fabric essentially, because that's what it is, it's soft, you need to cure it. And it's in a way, very similar process. If you've gotten a filling or somebody else has, it's very similar material, but a little stronger. And you can treat it with heat or with UV light. Typically, we use steam to use heat and treat it, but there's been some backlash with steam rising up the air through the manholes, or sometimes in different cities backing into people's side sewers and into their toilets. And sometimes that comes with a chemically smell. We haven't really had complaints in the city, but we're trying to be proactive and not get those complaints. So we've looked at the other really popular method, which is UV, which is what you would see at a dentist's office, how they cure that filling. Very similar process, but a little bit more industrial. And once I started talking to people in the industry, they said it is still, that shift is still being happening. And that's why you're going to mostly get local contractors that bid on these jobs, and you don't get as many when it comes to quantity. So we're pretty comfortable with the two we've got. They're both big contractors. They're pretty close to the engineer's estimate here. And we would like to move forward with that and have it on the consent agenda for the, I believe, September 16th regular meeting.
Councilman, would you have any questions? Hannah, do you have any questions?
No questions. I'm okay with it.
Okay, I've got a couple of questions. So you said two of them. I only see Iron Horse. Is that correct?
That's the apparent low bidder. The other one was SAK.
Okay, I didn't see that in here. Okay, so now I see that, you know, that they did a breakdown, a value, schedule of values breakdown, and you have approximately 4,861 square feet of 8-inch, and then you have 2,635 linear feet of 12-inch, and then 425, 20-inch, and 45. So is that all in the business district?
Most of it is, especially okay.
The balance of it. Oh, lost you. Oh.
Dennis, page 22 has a breakdown of both bids.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, the balance of the other. Where's the others at? Like Ryan neighborhood? Can you give me like Ryan Hill, or are they? Is it spread throughout? Thank you.
It's going to be nearby. I would say only up to 25% is in surrounding neighborhoods. It's not all over, literally. Like,
okay.
there's probably not an Allentown or Ryan Hill or somewhere way down south. It's surrounding that CBD area.
Okay. Okay. All right. That's it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I might have missed it in the report, but is there a number on how many feet of will this be?
Total. Total, it's about 8,000.
Yeah, on page 10. All you have to do is fill these out right here.
Okay.
Yeah, and that should get you just under 8,000.
Jared,
and just one more follow-up. So we expect this is the first initial step to do the urban center area. So will we be looking next year to do the other neighborhoods?
So this has been a 10-year process, I believe. Yeah, exactly 10 years. In 2013, there was a plan laid out for about 25,000 or so feet of main throughout the entire city. And you can see the title 4B here. We did phase one almost every other year. It wasn't exactly every year between design and construction, but we had four different phases. And this was a continuation of phase four, which was the CBD area because it's so big.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So basically we're looking at another year and a half. We'll see like a phase five come in front of us, basically, if we're doing a year and a half, 2 years.
Yeah, very likely. That's a 10-year plan. We're pretty much at the end of it. We don't have anything planned, but this is the step now to do the study and see what needs to be done, and then we'll develop another 5 or 10-year plan.
Okay. All right, cool. Thanks. That's it.
Adib, actually, maybe I'm shying away from this topic, but is there a long-term plan after this? Let's say, I'm assuming this expands the life of these sewers for an additional 10 more years, right? What is there a plan of, like, what happens after?
Ideally, it's a lot more than 10 years. It should be closer to 50, if not more.
Also, it expands the life of these sewers by 50 years.
That's the plan, yeah. That's the
plan. Great. Do we have consensus from the council members to move this agenda item forward to the September 16th regular consent agenda?
Yes.
Yes.
We have consensus. Thank you, Adib.
Thank you.
Moving on to the next business agenda, business B, which is the landslide risk assessment management project phase one consultant service. Hello there.
Good evening, council members. I'm here to request to execute a contract with DCG Engineering to conduct a landslide study in Tukwila. This work is being done in conjunction with DCG. They're interested in urban forestry, so we partnered together to do this study. BCG has hired Davies, who is doing the urban forestry health, and BGC will be doing the landslide. In 2023, we applied and received a Cooperative Technical Partners grant from FEMA that will fund the entire portion of this project with no cost share. BGC Engineering will be identifying and understanding landslide hazards within the overall goal of reducing property damage and life loss. They'll be using LIDAR to look at that. We'll be also utilizing GIS layers to look at where critical facilities such as water, sewer, are located within the city, as well as any other critical facilities, and seeing if those lie on top where landslides are and what our risks are. So again, this contract amount is for $134,500, and there's no cost share because it'll be funded by the FEMA grant. I'm requesting that you move it to the consent agenda on the September 16th. Do you guys have any questions?
Council members, do you have any questions?
Actually, I just have one. You know, if we look at your little draft sheet on item number 3, landslide assessment, Are they going to provide the landslide susceptibility map? And I want to use one area as an example, that Maple Crest Apartments, you know, how that, you know, where they burn down and, you know, we have that big little bit of slough there. I'll call it slough. Is that going to be part of that assessment?
We'll use the state database of the historic landslides, and then they will also do a field study with city staff of where we have seen more recent. So they'll use the historical data, but they'll also use the internal knowledge of the city staff to try to, you know, look at it from both angles, as well as using the GIS layer to look at, you know, where our critical facilities lie in those zones, as well as looking at urban forestry health in those zones. So looking at all those.
Okay. Involving the city staff is critical, at least critical to me, because they know recent history. So I'm good with it.
I don't have any other questions. Then do we have consensus on the council members to move the landslide risk assessment management project phase one consultant services forward to the September 16, 2024 regular consent agenda?
Yes, yes. We do.
Great. We have consensus.
Thank you.
Is there a good of your anything else?
No.
All right. Then we will adjourn this meeting at 5:42.